Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, "All I want for Christmas is you, big boy." Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty. It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Welcome. I'm assuming we're live. I'm sure Blitz, well, not live, but we're
recording.
Recording for this week's podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It's Monday, November 21st. Today is the Monday exclusive podcast that you all probably so feverishly wait for.
I do.
Penis in hand. Now, starting tomorrow, Blitz is going to give you an... Oh, here's a call. This is, you know, it's collection. Hello? I'm ready.
Damn. You didn't even wait for that one.
What the fuck? Like, what... Here's my question.
They want your money, but they hate you.
But, like, how does hello get you hung up on? Like, for real, how does hello...
You said it like someone who wouldn't pay their bills.
Oh.
They knew.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It's not their first rodeo, Bubs.
Oh, shit. I got an
appointment. What, are you Jay Diaco now?
No, but I have an appointment today at 11:45.
Wait, what?
What's wrong with you now?
Hold on.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
No, for real.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I got an appointment at 11:45. Downtown.
Downtown Tampa?
Fuck, yeah. Oh, I forgot all about that.
That's not good.
Gotta go down and pay for parking.
Oh, it's a fucking absolute shit storm.
Oh no.
It's a shit show going down there.
You can go check out the Jackson house while you're there.
No.
Is that still standing after the last couple storms?
Barely, but yes.
Wow. Fuck. I can't miss this one either, Blitz. I'll text you who it is.
Okay, well then don't miss it.
Oh, I cannot miss this one. I've already rescheduled it.
30 times?
Well, enough to piss him off. He's like, "Hey, are we going to do this or not?" Hold on. As soon as you see it, you're like, "Oh, yeah, mm-hmm."
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah, don't blow that guy off.
I've already blown him off twice before. And he's like, "Listen, I'm telling you, you need to come see me." Like, okay, buddy, I'll be there. I forgot today it was 11. It was 11:45, so I gotta get out of here about probably 10:15. I mean 11:15.
Okay.
Something like that.
At least we started on time.
Yeah, we did. Did we? No, we didn't start on time. Of course we did not.
Just a couple minutes off.
We're talking about something.
It's Sumo's fault. Sumo stopped by here to cause problems.
Sumo's
like a wrecking ball.
Sumo over the wrecking ball.
Yep.
When does Sumo head back to Indiana?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any idea. I told him he can stay as long as he wants.
Oh, so like, he'll be at your apartment
so
for a couple
the rest of the year.
Is he coming to Thanksgiving at Terrace?
No, but he'll
he
be.
He should just stay until BARP.
He'll be at BARP, but I don't think he's staying for BARP. I mean, I don't think he's staying here till BARP.
Why not?
Because he has Thanksgiving with his family up in Indiana.
You're his family. family.
Yeah. Well, but Thanksgiving.
He stay
no,
here.
He's got his mom, Marianne,
got
and his
plenty
sister.
Of room. Well,
you just said he could stay as long as
Listen,
he wants.
Listen, I invited him here. I invited him to our Thanksgiving.
Nice.
He said, "God damn, I probably think I'm thinking about leaving about Tuesday."
We should slash his tires so he stays.
So.
Forever.
He does have a badass truck, though.
He does.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I saw it.
Badass truck.
I mean,
so
it could
cool.
be a lot of rain up in Indiana. He might want to stay here in the nice weather.
And it yeah, was snowing. Is it going to stay cold at night here?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. It's going right Done. Back to 70s.
Yep.
Is it tonight window open or no?
Nope.
No, probably not. Not for you.
Not for Booba.
My name is Booba.
And
I forgot all about that meeting, and that I'm not right necessarily in the correct state of mind to be in that meeting.
Uh-oh.
Tonight's going to probably be about 66 tonight.
Yep. Hello?
That's yep. pretty good.
No, it's not.
Not for me. You have to
for
be
me, the, it's perfect.
You have to be in the 50s for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's next weekend, Bubba. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Looks like
air's back on.
Yeah, the air's
what
back
What are you
on.
Wearing to Thanksgiving? Because you're not going to wear like your big boy outfit, are you? Or do you just,
no,
just wear whatever you want?
I'll just wear like something like this.
You don't dress it up?
No.
Okay.
And don't you either.
Oh, okay. Because I wanted to make sure
no.
what the dress code was.
The dress code is just like...
elastic pants.
Like what you'd wear here.
I don't want to look... Yeah, okay, great.
You don't want to look like...
Hold on. You said I didn't want to look like a slob. Then you were saying I'm going to make myself look like a slob if I say I look like a fucking slob. Am I right? Did I get up in that peanut?
Maybe.
Yeah, she's disgusting.
Yeah, someone wrote that on chat.
But
all caps, Anna disgust me. It made me laugh so hard.
Anna just was it Blitz?
No, it was a baby. It was on Bubble 199.
Yeah.
And you're like talking about how hot all the girls were, and I made a funny face, and someone just wrote Anna disgust me, and it made me laugh so hard.
You sure
hard.
That wasn't your dad?
No, my dad's actually in the motherland right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's in Israel.
What's he doing over there?
You know, checking on business.
He's
he sent
Israeli,
me
a, isn't he? Is it up?
Yeah, my dad sent me a picture of him with a bunch of like cash, Israeli shekels. And he's just like, I'm making that money. I'll send it to you. It's pretty funny.
Oh, wow. Disney fired their CEO?
Well, they brought back
some old timer.
The other guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because of DeSantis? That's nice.
I don't think my dad would mind if
Iger's back in there.
Maybe he will.
Oh, is it? Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Is it Bob Iger or something?
Yeah. Well, Bob was the other guy, too, but yeah. Bob was the old guy.
Oh, Bob. Yeah. Okay.
I got to sneeze.
Bless you. Bless.
I got high power.
I got high power.
Hold on. I got to write. Let me a little note here.
Papa.
Boo-ba.
Later. This is not necessarily right now. Let me, like, maybe later.
Okay.
And it was quite lengthy, too.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote down the stuff. I got it.
All right.
Cool. I was already thinking ahead on that one. No
Thank
problem.
You. So, Anna, like, you know, like a pair of shorts and like a top.
Danger Dokes with some black boots.
Sure.
That's what Bubba's wearing?
Ass no. out. Yeah, no, I'll be dressed very, very holiday festive-y.
What are you going to wear? A fucking
I don't fucking
sweater?
Know, dude. I don't know. I just said that. I don't know what I'm going to wear.
What's a festive
What time are you going to get there? We eat at 3. What
I'm
going
to get there. I want to. I told Blitz, actually, this weekend, I want to get there at 2.
Yeah.
But is that rude?
No.
Because I want to kind of hang out, maybe drink a little bit
well,
yeah, before.
No,
you
2.
Don't get there right as you eat. You got to get there earlier.
I know, but.
So 2 would be perfect.
But you don't understand like how Jews do things very different than how Gentiles, so I want to make sure.
Yeah, Jews run late.
Well, I'm gonna
exactly.
Give you,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you how to do it with my family, which
okay.
is the finest white trash from Indiana. Is you get there about an hour before we're scheduled to eat, because Tara have like some appetizers
okay.
and some drinks and
charcuterie,
and the guys will be have some weed out back, and like it just you know just everybody's kind of
my medical card here.
Yeah.
All right.
So about an hour, yeah.
Okay, and then perfect. I'll be there.
About 3 o'clock, everybody will be like, I'm kind of the leader.
Even though...
well, it's your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's hey, true.
See,
Thank
I,
you for hosting
it's,
it, Bubba.
It's, well, I'm kind of the boss of everything. So mm-hmm. I'll be like, hey, it's pretty close to 3. Think it's about time to start eating, Mom? And she'll say, well, if we... Sissy, what do you think? And Tara will go, yeah, I think it's about... as everything. And, you know, Tara could literally be in there... still whipping some potatoes or still making some stuff.
But too bad. We're eating. Is
yeah.
that how it works?
If Bubba's hungry, Bubba's going to eat.
Well, they get mad at me because sometimes I'll go in there and start picking at it a little bit. Like, oh, look at this.
I can't imagine you doing that.
Oh, well, first of all, I'm going right for my what you don't understand is I'll be there probably a little bit before you, and I'll go right for my mom's button. Like, I'll literally monkey her on down.
Nice. Old-fashioned cream pie on the back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, did you see, guys, did you see how many views that video
Fuck
got?
Fuck yeah, and they were all from me. I was watching that video all weekend.
So, she, and then I kept seeing people saying, like, you know, you don't have rubber gloves, and it's not a sterile environment.
Fuck.
I'm like, listen, first of all, I washed my hands very extensively with, even with a nail brush.
Mm-hmm.
I even took a nail brush and washed all my hands, super good, nice. Super hot water. Then I prepped her back with alcohol and these little alcohol wipes. Then I washed my hands again because of whatever I may have gotten into, you know, while prepping. Then I washed my hands again. Then I squeeze with just my natural fingers. I don't think that, I think that.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're fine.
So like people are like, oh, it's not a sterile area and Bubba isn't wearing gloves. But there were some people that were talking about me. It's called, what is it? Bubba's mom's hard pop or whatever. It's something like that. It's on our YouTube channel.
Hard pop on a 15-year-old cyst and blackhead removal.
Yeah. And it's on our YouTube channel at The Bubba Army. And there were some people that said, wow, Bubba actually is pretty damn good at getting in there and manipulating this. Like a lot of people don't know.
We said that here too.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't really know how to squeeze.
Nope.
You know, and really work the inner depths of cyst pockets potentially.
Get under it.
And I do.
I know.
I do. And so Thanksgiving. Actually though, Anna, I'm going over Wednesday night.
What?
Me and the merch crick are going to help, yeah.
Are you a good helper?
No, I'm not helping.
No, he's not a helper. You kidding
I'm
me?
Gonna sit on the couch and
watch TV.
But wow, look at that chick on the right. That is that fool.
Really?
Yeah, well, huh. Yeah, I think she's kind of hot. She kind of looks
it's all right.
Like good. A kind of like a conservative girl from Indiana.
The blue or pink?
Pink.
The pink.
Oh, I can't see it. It's above me. I'm sorry.
So
Wednesday night,
I'm going to go over there and I'm going to already have it pre-drained. Because you wouldn't want to watch that live, would you, Anna? Yeah,
probably not on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, we would do it in Tara's bathroom, like far, far away from the food.
You right. Would do it over the turkey or anything?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right over the turkey, right over the entire area.
Cream pie.
But we're going to go, no, but we could go to Tara's bathroom, and she has like this little bench that mom can sit on that I can kind of get over her a little bit, get more pressure on
What kind deal. Of charcuterie you think
she's Wait, hold on. You think it'll fill up this quickly? Her button?
Oh, yeah. Her button's already ready to go.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been a month.
Are you going to have that like little plastic shield over your phone?
I don't know. I mean,
it's waterproof.
And please don't have Jeff filming because he sucks.
No, I'll have the merch quick film because she's super good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jeff is the worst. Jeff.
God bless him. He's terrible.
Yeah, he's horrible. He's because he's trying to watch it in real life. And
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know. I know what he's doing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But. Should I just have it squirt on me again, or yeah.
Or
should
right on the phone? Your phone's waterproof.
Yeah, like right in the lens.
Like maybe have her put the phone above my work.
Yes.
On a selfie stick,
like
and then it goes right into.
Don't you have that headpiece that you could wear?
No, I'm not afraid of getting it in my face or my mouth.
No,
or
no,
nothing.
I think she's.
Oh my god! No, I meant like the phone.
Yeah,
the phone
when you go on your bike.
Oh,
you know, yeah, so that we can get the POV of.
Oh, Anna, yes. The one, what you mean, the headpiece that I wear for when I go e-biking.
That's what I'm saying.
Put that on.
Right. So it looks wherever you look.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. You all right?
Who would ever thought that old Hulk Hogan videos, me popping my mom's pimple and me eating food through drive-thrus would take us to the next level?
Here we are.
But Lummi, you will see on our YouTube, man, we're getting a lot of traction.
Hey, what are you,
we're already past 51,000.
I know,
like,
I saw that. 51,000.
What's that, Blitzy?
What are you going to go do this week for a drive-thru and win? Because Thursday itself is Thanksgiving, so.
Oh, that's right.
Wednesday, I'm going to go through, I think, maybe Kentucky Fried Chicken and get an old-fashioned bowl.
A famous bowl, you mean?
A famous bowl. I think so.
You know, okay.
Not like maybe like a Boston Market, like little meal.
What do you mean?
For like Thanksgiving. The Boston Market. They have some drive-thrus.
No. Nobody's going. Nobody goes there anymore.
Oh.
You're lummy.
Did you just go there not too long ago?
Boston Market's decent.
Yeah, Rhett and I, we were driving around for when his car was getting fixed, they had like a bunch of signs for some new
stuff. Nobody goes to Boston Market anymore. And they got some good stuff. It's just that they're so expensive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you get a half with two sides, now, hold on, let me ask a little girl. Hey, Alexa, what does a half with two sides cost at Boston Market? I guarantee it's $16.
From CitizenTimes.com, Boston Market, the $10.40 tax day meal special includes a half chicken individual meal with two sides, cornbread, and a regular fountain beverage drink, while supplies last.
One day a year they do that.
Yeah, they give you a $10.46 one day a year?
Yeah, on tax day.
Okay, so normally, Blitz, what's a half with two sides, cornbread, and a fountain?
That's what I'm trying to look up right now. Let's hear. Let's pick this location.
Yeah, it's kind of a bitch to fucking try to.
God, you scare me with your language over there. I've not been.
Yeah, Lummy, what the fuck?
Dropping the F-bomb.
I'm sorry. We're uncensored fuckers.
Online ordering is unavailable.
Yeah, from midnight to midnight.
Yeah.
I'm on the MLK one.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. Maybe you could just find me a Boston Market to call.
Okay, you want one? 8-1.
Hold on here.
What street's it on?
Oh, the MLK one?
Yeah. Give him that one.
Okay. Let me go back to that one.
813.
Sorry, I went off.
Oh, you know what it is? They're not. None of the stores are open for 5 more minutes. But they might answer a phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 813. Well, it's 11 o'clock. I was trying to find another one. 813-872-7929.
The number you dialed, 813-872-7929, has not received a response from the service provider.
What?
Oh.
Did you give me the right number?
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Killed,
yeah.
One more time.
No, that's the right number. I'll give you a different one. 813-886-4422. That's on Waters.
The number you dialed, 81.
Hey, maybe we got our phone disconnected.
Oh,
maybe
shit.
Try line
4-1. 422.
See if our lines are ringing.
Yeah, there we go.
I see it.
Hello?
Did our phones get disconnected? My name is Booba.
I feel like the $6 million man. Boston, I just caught him on my cell phone. It looks like they're up now.
Hello?
813-872-7929.
The number you dialed, 81.
Bubba, you got a call from line one, like I said.
Oh, okay.
Too bad.
813.
872-7929.
Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed.
Always.
Thank you for calling Boston Market, the holiday experts. We're open Thanksgiving Day. To place your order online, get information about your local Boston Market, or to provide feedback about your recent visit, please visit us at bostonmarket.com. If you'd like to speak to someone about your holiday heat and serve banquet, or to place a catering order, press 2. To reach your local Boston Market team member, please press 1.
MLK, come on.
Thanks for calling the Boston Market on MLK. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Bubba. How you doing, buddy?
Fine.
Good. I'm on the on my show. How much does a half a white with two sides and the cornbread and a drink cost? Like, I guess that would be like a half, called the half or something.
Did you want just the regular half chicken or the half white?
Half white. I like the white.
All right, and what would the two sides be?
Like probably macaroni and cheese and probably mashed potatoes.
And was it just going to be that, or were you going to add in on any desserts or drinks?
No, just the cornbread, I think, that comes with it, with maybe a fountain drink.
Would you want a regular or large drink?
Large, probably large.
All right. And what would you like for the drink?
Probably like maybe a Dr. Pepper or something.
We don't carry Dr. Pepper. We have Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite, Root Beer, Lemonade, Powerade, and Orange Fanta.
Probably Diet Coke, trying to, you know, on the calories deals. Yeah, so and how much would that all that cost? Because that's what I'm interested in.
After tax, that would be $18.26.
Right out the door, $18.26.
Yes.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate your time.
Do you still have the Nashville hot chicken sandwich?
Do you still have the hot chicken sandwich?
The Nashville hot? Yes, we do.
You do. And how much longer are you guys going to have that? Is that like going to be around for a while? Like I could go get one in the next day or two?
I can ask. One moment.
Okay, thank you.
Looks like it's limited time only on there.
$19.
That's a lot.
$19 for half a white, two sides, a cornbread willy with a fountain.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
With a fountain kicker, $20.
Mm-hmm. Until further notice, we do not currently have an end date for it.
Okay, so we should be good then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bud, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye now. $20 for a motherfucking half white, some potatoes, and some macaronis and cheese with some cornbreads.
Now, what comes with a half a white chicken?
Well, two sides.
Yeah. No. What meat?
White meat. You get the white meat as a leg and a breast.
Yeah, you get a leg and a breast.
They consider leg white meat?
Mm. I thought that was dark meat.
I thought it was dark meat.
But yeah. I don't know anything.
Well, Bubba, there's another chicken sandwich, though.
Where?
At Boston Market.
Oh, the Nashville Hot?
Yeah.
Can you describe it to me? Hold on. Shut up for a second. Hey, Alexa, what is Boston Market's Nashville Hot chicken sandwich consist of? I'd rather have her do it. It's far more fun.
To make 4 servings of Nashville hot chicken sandwich, you'll need 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons granulated
sugar.
Hey, Alexa,
are you glad you had her do it?
Alexa, tell me about the Boston Market Nashville hot sandwich, please.
From 6app.com. According to Boston Market, the sandwich features a crispy chicken breast with smoky Nashville hot sauce, pickles and ranch dressing on a brioche bun.
No pickles for you.
I could do it with the ranch, though.
Yeah,
ranch wouldn't be
just
bad.
Just no picks.
Right.
There you go. The more stock I do it, the more people like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent you a picture of what it looks like.
You did?
Supposedly.
This Nashville hot.
Yeah.
Deal. Blitz, I might be going to get a Nashville hot.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. looks pretty tinky-tanky to me.
Yeah. It does.
Tinky-tanky.
Do they just have a regular chicken sandwich that's not hot?
It looks like fucking tinky-tanky. Do they have a regular, like
not
just a regular, like a, just a Boston Market fried chicken sandwich?
I'm looking right now.
It doesn't have a Nashville hot tinky-tanky motherfucking kicker. Mm-hmm.
They have a meatloaf sandwich.
Which I was feeling so good when I thought all I had to do was just do my show today and then...
chill out?
Yeah, go hang out with Sumo. Now I got to go to financial advisor Willie. I'm like, man, I don't even. I got to take
notes.
Are
you like prepared for it?
No, I'm supposed to be taking notes and what I'm going to be doing. And I'm just going to be sitting there being like.
Is it just you?
Yeah. Tom Bean was supposed to go with me, but he canceled last minute. So it's just. It's just me. I'm just going to be like.
All by your lonesome.
And he's just going to sound like Charlie Brown. Womp, 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 womp
Tom's going to say, what'd the guy say? And you go, I don't know, Tom. I'm supposed to know what he said.
Fill out this.
Come with me.
That's so boring.
Write me another check for that.
Yep.
Fill out this, this, and this, and this, and go get this form from your accountant, and this form, and this form, and this form, and this form. Have it all filled out. Send it back in. And I'm just going to be like just sitting there.
Whoa.
Whoa. What are you talking about?
Why can't this meeting be sponsored by Sumo?
Why can't you just tell me? It's going to be okay. And I need to write somebody a check.
Just walk in there and ask the guy, hi, would you like a gummy to start out with?
No, but can I just start making payments to somebody?
Right.
Oh. Anyway, I think that's going to be it for today.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to go get prepared?
I got to get prepared. Plus, Anna, what else is there to talk about? What would you like to talk about today?
I'm all tapped out.
I want to talk about Booba.
Yeah. His name is Booba.
Those are all my thoughts. There's not much up there.
We could talk about how Artemis is going around the moon.
We could talk about how this is a short week and we're all just kind of just swinging it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't they fire two other rockets today?
We're swinging it, baby.
We're winging and swinging, kid. Right to the top.
Bubba, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. I don't think you know.
I'm so excited for you to see the fucked upness of my family.
I want to see the charcuterie.
I can't believe there's charcuterie. I mean, like, how much can we all eat?
I don't know how much charcuterie is going to be there.
Well, like snacks, whatever.
There'll be snacks.
Yeah.
I'll just... Anna, you're not going to be impressed with the quality of food, but what? Blitz will be. Well, somebody who really enjoys, you know, turkey and dressing and, you know.
But
you don't. You don't. No. You don't, honey.
Oh.
You're not I like casseroles and I like pies and I like.
No, you're going to be able to enjoy about 30% of the treats. But I really want Blitz to. I really would like to get your opinion on our family famous dressing.
I will, but I mean, I've had it before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been to many of your Thanksgivings at your house.
Oh, that's
your old house.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I yearn for it once again.
Yes, me too.
But now, will you try my sangria when I bring it?
Yes.
What is a sangria?
It's a drink. It's a festive drink.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a festive.
He knows.
What all is it like?
Yeah, that's what I'm actually wondering. What's in it?
What's in sangria?
No, I know what's in sangria. Oh. What's in a festive sangria?
Oh, you add some cinnamon sticks. Cinnamon sticks.
Like, is it like apple pie moonshine?
Bring it back?
Yes.
It's like apple.
Yes, but yes.
It's like apple pie moonshine?
There's going to be apples in there.
Hey, Blitz, remember back in the day when we get some of that apple pie moonshine?
That shit was so good.
From the fucking, hold on, from the hillbillies up in the mountains that would come down and race during February?
Didn't it come from Kentucky, Tennessee?
Yeah, it came from there, West Virginia or something.
You take a sip of that.
And these guys would come down to East Bay once a year, and they would bring us like 10 gallons of it. And then we would pour it off onto old liquor. Oh, God.
Apple pie moonshine, bring it back.
Apple pie moonshine, bring it back. Anna, you would like apple pie moonshine.
Probably
it was fire.
It was good.
It was made with cinnamon and brown sugar.
Ooh, I like
and,
those
and real apples, and it was, it'd fuck I you up. It'd be so nice.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
Do you have any of that left, Bubba?
No, that's years ago.
I know, but you were talking about like you'd put away in the safe.
By the way, if you're listening to this podcast, know that today is the last day of November that you only get one podcast. From tomorrow until the end of the month, Blitz is going to give you a special Blitz clip of the day.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Now, Blitz, are you going to release at the same time or maybe later?
Later.
So, like, maybe 3 or 5 or something?
Yep.
Yeah. So, the other one will be, like, noon, and then the other one will be, like, maybe 5. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, well, listen, I do got to go.
Have fun in your meeting.
You know, yeah, good luck, Bubba.
You got it, Bubs.
It's going to be, it sucks so bad, Blitz, that I have to bring a tablet and pens to take notes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun
at
all.
That really fucks my buzz up.
Yeah.
Fuck, I had a real good one going, too. Fuck.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate you listening. Hopefully you're a daily downloader. Shows are usually far better than this. My head's a little fucked up right now. Everybody has an off day. I can only put in 12. I couldn't put in 30 like I usually do.
Yeah, you found some bad news out. You got to go somewhere. So.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.